How do you design your stage for Sunday? From LED screens to engaging the entire heart through environmental projection, we're going to talk about all of it today.
This is the definitive podcast for helping you plan, create, and execute dynamic worship experiences at your church. Useful, practical content in the areas of production, worship, communications, first impressions, and more. This is Making Sunday Happen.
Hey friends, welcome to the podcast. Before we get to today's guest, I have some massive news for you guys, faithful listeners and watchers of this podcast. I started this podcast in 2015. We've been at it for 8 straight years, dropping weekly episodes plus a slew of bonus episodes along the way. And I have some bad news, and then I have some really great news for you, okay? I wanted to let you guys know and be the first to know that this podcast, Making Sunday Happen, will be wrapping production with episode number 430. So there'll be about 10 more weeks of weekly episodes of this podcast. And we'll be wrapping it up with a bang. It's all going to lead up to my exclusive one-on-one conversation with Pastor Craig Groeschel. So that is the bad news. But the great news is you're not getting rid of me that easy, I promise. We are massively expanding our training platform. We're not only going to launch a brand new podcast that I'll be hosting weekly, so you're not getting rid of me. We're also adding brand new podcasts to the lineup, new personalities. We're also going to be adding courses, webinars, books, articles, and more to the platform. It's going to be a massive training platform just for you, just for ministry leaders who are trying to visually communicate the gospel. So we are cranking it up, and I'm so excited to continue to share updates with you. As the weeks go on, I'll share what this new podcast is. I'll share where to find it, where to find additional training, and more. But I wanted you guys to be the first to know what's going on. So I'll keep you updated, and I'll share updates each week over the next 10 weeks leading up to episode number 430, and then into the launch of the brand new podcast and new platform. All right, so more to come on that in upcoming episodes. All right, on today's episode of the show, I welcome two great guests, my friend Jim Thorne from Messenger AVL. Jim and his team are fantastic when it comes to LED screens. They are an installation company. They can help you put in LED screens and walls and everything else screen-related into your space for Sunday. We've worked with Jim and his team on several occasions. We've used their LED screens at conferences and stuff like that. Great team to work with, Messenger AVL. I'll be talking with Jim today. I'll also be talking with Joe Blair. Joe is the production director at Fellowship Bible Church. I'll be talking with Joe about how to not just design your stage for a show, but to reach people with the gospel. How do we use stage and environmental projection to draw people in? Jim and Joe are both coming up. Hey, ministry leader, have you ever done anything that people were confused by? I have, and that's what happened in relation to our name here at 1230 Media. We've heard the confusion every time that we've heard questions like, do you spell it out? Is it numbers? Is it letters? There's a colon in there, right? Is this a Bible verse? Is it a time of day? So, spoiler alert, we are changing our name. And here's why. It all started with the best intentions. My wife Katie and I originally wanted a name that described how our company and you do ministry. That it's not about the flash of graphics and video, it's about discipleship. So in Mark 12:30, Jesus summed up authentic ministry by saying it's when you love God and love people. Loving God and loving people is the definition of the Christian faith. It's how we walk out our faith. We couldn't have said it better, so we edited Mark 12:30 down to 1230 Media. We wanted to keep the main thing, that it was about discipleship and spiritual growth and salvation more than just the flash of graphics and video. But as we grew, the name has been a challenge for those we serve. It's been a challenge for people like you. Well, we've heard you, and we are changing our name, even though we always want to help see change lives and it not just be about being flashy. Our brand new name will ultimately help everyone remember it and create a tighter focus on what we really do well. I know you're ready to know, but our team is not quite ready to reveal our name and our new branding yet. There's a ton of work to prepare for it to be a very clear, organized launch of our new brand. We are so excited to share it with you. That will be coming in the next few weeks. But thank you so much for letting me share this with you. I want to give you a brand new free mini movie for your time. Since we're working on our identity, we thought it would be fun to give you this brand new mini movie all about finding our identity in Christ. It's at 1230media.com/identity, and I want you to use the promo code identity. Again, 1230media.com/identity, and just put the word identity in the promo code box at checkout to get this video completely free. In a matter of weeks, I'll be sending out a video announcing our brand new name and logo. It is incredible, and you'll be excited to hear how the change will help you visually communicate the gospel. I'll see you then. Hey guys, I'm hanging out with Jim Thorne from Messenger AVL. Jim, man, one thing before we kind of dive into some content that I want people to know, the last few conferences that we've been at, we have rented an LED wall from you guys, and it's, man, so enhanced our space at conferences. We've put content on it. It's right over here, right next to our interview set up here. And I just want to thank you, man, for your partnership. And it's just been awesome to have that to enhance our booth.
Thank you. I love LED. And, you know, it just changes everything. My favorite thing is to take it into a church and put it on the wall, and the pastor walks in and goes, I love it. Because, I mean, it just changes. It changes everything when you put in. And the content behind it is so critical. And that's why I think our partnership is just amazing, is because we're providing the equipment, but without the content, it's lackluster.
Right.
But without the equipment, it's lackluster. So
right.
It takes both of them.
It really does.
That's what's amazing about this partnership.
Yeah, I agree with you. So for people who don't know, let's walk us through Messenger AVL.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit of how you started and what all you guys do.
Okay. So 30 years ago, literally, I got into this. I didn't intend to. My wife was a high school drama teacher, and she said, can you run a camera? And, you know, it's history from there. I mean, just the amount of theater and church and audio and video and lighting that we've done. I quickly found out I wasn't a lighting guy. The worship pastor came up and he said, do you hear that feedback right there? And I'm like, no. He said, come down here. And I went down the stage and he said, you hear that real high feedback right there? And I'm like, no, I don't hear it. So it was right then that I decided.
You knew you weren't a sound guy.
I'm not going to be an audio guy.
Right.
I'm going to have to get into lighting. And so that's how we started. We really started doing lighting for the church. I feel like I was called to it. I went to school to be a pastor, but God didn't direct that way. And so we began to do AV for churches, and it wasn't long before I figured out, hey, there's a business here, and the church really needs somebody honest and somebody who really wants to do this. So we design and build audio, video, lighting, broadcast, LED systems for churches. Of course, that includes streaming, which is such a big deal these days, and LED plays right into that.
Yeah. So you're an integrator.
Yes.
You help churches design and install all AVL spaces.
That's correct.
Anything they want to
do.
Okay. So one thing I want to hit on is, you know, there are some churches who can look at the price tag when they do a big renovation in their AVL space and think, oh, we can cut corners here. We can have our internal guys, our staff guys, maybe install stuff and save a little bit of cash here and there.
Right.
So one thing I want you to talk about is the power of bringing in an integrator. Why is it worth the value? Why is it worth the money to have guys like you come in and install it
Well, I believe we built a world-class team, a team that understands every facet of the church. And our guys work in their churches. They're technical directors, they're audio guys, they're video guys, they're lighting guys, they're pastors, they're worship leaders in their churches. And so we understand the church and understand it well. And that's our core business. That's like 95% of everything we do.
So you are mainly in the church space.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Occasionally something else, because some guy from a church said, hey, can you help us with this?
Right.
But the only business that we chase is churches. And so that has led us to become absolute experts in it. And what the difference between an integrator and doing it yourself is that we know what is out there. We know the latest stuff. And oftentimes we're partnering with the church and letting them, or allowing them, or they allowing us to be a part of what they do. So there are some things that they do and they're very good at it.
Right.
And we say, let us just support you and do that. But from an integration standpoint, what you get is partnerships with the manufacturers as well as the integrators. So if you have a warranty problem, we handle that. You don't have to talk to the manufacturer.
Right.
And that makes a big difference.
It really makes a big difference, because a lot of those times you can be on a phone tree forever. You don't know the right person to talk to. You're having to jump through. That's loads and loads of time that you guys already have relationships with those people, know exactly where to go. So let's talk about that a little bit too, how, like, if I have a lighting fixture, let's say, that goes down after, you know, 6 months, 10 months, a year. You know, I can call you guys right up and you guys will take care of it.
In most cases, we probably have another fixture to be able to put it, whether it's a projector or a lighting fixture or
to get me by until I can replace.
We're going to bring it out, install it, hang it for you, and you're ready to go just like that. And then we're going to send it back, get it repaired. Oftentimes we can repair it in our office. We've got guys who do nothing but repair equipment.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about LED a little bit more. So we mentioned that off the top, that just our partnership is so great because you guys go in and install LED walls, and then we provide the content for what's on the screen. So let's talk about the difference in LED and projector. Would you suggest both? Would you suggest me lean more toward LED?
It really depends on the room. You know, we're here at Salt right now, and they've got LED on the wall, on the stage, and they've got projection.
Yeah, right here behind us, there's projection.
There's projection on the wall.
Right.
So each one serves its own role in its own place. But in order to put projection in the same room as LED, you need to have excellent projector. You don't go down to Office Depot and buy the little bitty projector and stick it up on the wall. It's blah compared to LED. Because when you look at LED, you're looking at direct light and you're looking at the blacks. So it makes the contrast so much stronger and so much viable. I like to say that in most cases, projection gets embarrassed.
Right. That's a great way to put it.
It's just not the same medium.
Right.
And so it's so much better, so much brighter, so much vivid, more vivid than projection. But you can do projection and LED in the same room, but you've got to spend a lot more money on projection.
That is so true. In fact, the last few conferences that we've hooked up the LED that we've used at our booth, there's definitely a wow factor when you turn it on.
Yeah.
And that happens in an auditorium space as well, is just a, whoa, that is... Yep. That's impressive.
And the lifetime of LED is huge.
It's
hundreds of thousands of hours. Literally, most LED has a 100,000-hour lamp life at half power.
Okay, so compare that to projector bulbs.
Well, projector bulbs are 20,000 hours.
Yep.
We're not even doing projector bulbs anymore.
Right.
Laser is 20,000 hours.
Yeah. So what if I'm a church that I was like, yeah, that'd be great, but the cost, tell me why I should spend the money.
Well, an LED is going to last five times. I love to quote Andy Stanley. When they started North Point, he said, listen, if you do pay for excellence, you're going to get the people. And so it's as simple as that. You pay for it up front, and you're going to get the people who pay for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's
the money
really
will pay
key.
Off in the long run.
Yeah, it does. You invest in it. You do everything that you do as excellent as you can. And I understand everybody doesn't have North Point
right.
kind of money. I get
right.
that.
Right.
But at the same time, you spend what you have to, what
yeah.
you can, to do the very best you can afford to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and maybe that means that you can't do everything. Maybe
right.
that means you do two things well instead of 10 things
exactly.
so-so.
Exactly. And I tell clients when we're talking to them, don't do this, but do your audio in the most excellent way you can afford to do. And do your video. And get lighting, but don't do everything in the room that you want to do. Get the basic. In lighting, the first principle is to make sure you can be seen.
Right.
You know? And so if you put colored lights in with movers, but you don't have a good stage wash, you've gotten your priorities out of place.
Good.
So it's critical that you meet with someone who understands that and can help you make those choices.
So give me some first steps. If I'm a pastor, if I'm a tech leader in my church, give me some first steps on how do I approach, if it's coming to you guys, approach you guys, or what do I need to do on the front end to where when I call you, I know what I'm envisioning.
What we're so good at is because we do churches every day, and I'm literally probably in three or four churches a week, we've seen just about everything that can be done. Now, sometimes we get surprised, but whatever can be done in your small space, we've already seen it somewhere. So we're able to bring those ideas to you. So what I say is,
right.
give us a call, let's sit down and just have a dream session where we help you dream about what it is you're going to do and then take the appropriate steps. So always begin with the end in mind. What is it I'm trying to get to? Where am I going? And then we back up and say, step one is this, step two is this, step three is this.
Good. So should I start with, I definitely want to start with talking to you guys, but as I'm thinking through this, do I want to start with vertical, LED situations, or do I want to go huge widescreen in my space? Does it depend on
what are the factors? So an amazing way to get started in LED is with what you call a lyric strip. So it's very inexpensive. You can get your words above you in
yes.
the center of the stage. I love when we're able to bring video to the center of the stage and not have it right and left, because that pulls your focus away from the stage.
Yeah.
And a lyric strip does an amazing job of that. That's a great way to start. And then you begin, instead of paper plates and cups hanging from your backstage or screen or styrofoam, you can use LED to create those scenes, and it can be
right.
anything you want. And that's
right.
the value of LED.
Right, which I think brings up our partnership again, in that once you start creating a set using
yes.
LED, or creating your set using LED, that's when you really need great media content.
Yeah.
And you can create anything.
We're here.
And again, yeah, you're not going to Home Depot and Lowe's trying to find the styrofoam balls to
right.
glue
right.
on the whatever.
We're here at Salt today, and on the stage, they've got all of these gears, and it looks like the inside of a clock is
yep.
what it looks like. And so somebody had to create that media
yep.
in order to set the theme for the whole conference.
That's right.
And that's what's so valuable about content creators. And it's so difficult to do that. That's probably the most difficult thing we have as an integrator to do, is to create content, because it's not what we do.
Right.
What we do. So what we've begun to do is partner with 1230 Media and say, help us create this content to
yes.
show our clients what can be done.
Yeah, and I want people to know that it is a great handoff here. If you're looking for LED, if you're looking for an integrator, Jim and his team are fantastic to use, and then we can come in and help you supply media content for your screens in that. So, Jim, as we close, tell us how people can get a hold of you. What's their next step in finding you?
So, it's too easy. We're at messengeravl.com. That's A as in audio, V as in video, L as in lighting. So, messengeravl.com. All of our contact is on there. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And probably TikTok and half a dozen other things that I'm not even aware of.
Yeah.
But we're there, so just give us a call. you can set an appointment and we'll give you a call back immediately.
Yeah, I love your heart. I love that you serve churches only. That's what we do is we've, you know, and it's a situation, honestly, where we could go do corporate work any day of the week, me and you both. But we're choosing to serve the church because of our calling, because of our love and our heart for helping churches. So I appreciate that a lot about
you. Hey, it's my pleasure. I've worked for a Fortune 500 corporation for 8 or 10 years, almost 10 years. And in that, I just got burnt out. I'm like, this doesn't mean anything.
It's no eternal purpose.
But it didn't mean anything.
Right.
And so my boss said, why don't you go do that church theater thing you do? He didn't even know what to call it.
Right.
And that's when we began to say, hey, maybe that's exactly what the Lord's called us to do.
Yeah, good. Well, Jim, thanks so much for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys, hanging out with Joe Blair. Joe, you are the, you say production director?
That's right.
At Fellowship Bible Church, right?
Yes.
Excellent. So give me a little bit about what you do day to day. Give me a little bit of overview of your position.
Sure. Yeah. Well, like I said, Joe Blair. I've been production director for 19 years.
Wow.
Now. So I've been in this role for quite a while.
You've seen a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. My responsibilities really are the look, feel, and flow of the service. And so that's service order, elements in the service, illustrations. Okay. But then also stage design, and environmental design in the church.
Okay, so let's talk stage design.
Sure.
You've been doing that a long time. So tell me some practical tips that you, when you're coaching people, doing workshops, what do you talk about and how you do stage design, maybe some tips and tricks that you picked up along the way?
Yeah, well, the big thing for me is always enhancing the message with stage design, not distracting.
Good.
So a lot of times, you know, we can kind of be attracted to the newest, shiniest thing, and it may not be the best thing for our church and for the message that we're teaching. So a lot of what I use are just practical, everyday pieces. Some things I just find at Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Styrofoam is a big part of that. Mm-hmm. Canvas I use quite a bit. And so with projecting onto surfaces that aren't typical projection surfaces.
Okay.
So looking for unique ways to use elements that are physical in the room, not just onto a clean white surface.
Okay, so not just lighting,
right?
But projection. You're using set elements and projecting stuff onto them.
Right.
Walk that out practically. What are the best tools to do that, to project on?
Yeah, well, I'd say finding a good source of styrofoam is a big one, because styrofoam, you can do a lot with that. You can paint it, you can stress it, you know, you can add things to it, or you can just use it as a white surface in any shape you want. So if you can dream a shape, whether it's letters, which I've used letters before and created the feel that it's actually movement within the letters.
Right.
I've done cityscapes with it before.
Wow.
Right now I've actually got 16-foot columns on the stage that I'm projecting on, and people think they're LED columns, the way that it holds the color and the visuals. And so that's a big one.
All right. So talk to smaller churches that this is a great option for what they can afford.
Right.
Obviously, styrofoam is not outrageously expensive, stuff like that. Yep. So tell me some other tools that you use like that would be good. Like, hey, you can go to Home Depot and get XYZ.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of the things that I get at Home Depot, I use them for not their intended purpose, which is funny. So sometimes I'm just literally wandering the aisles looking for things that I could pull out and use in a unique way.
Okay.
Like deer fencing, for example. It's something that's very cheap, comes in giant rolls, and you can paint it, you can project on it, you can light it, you can do a lot with that, and it's very inexpensive.
To use. All right. So let's move to EP, environmental projection.
Yeah.
How do you, give me some tips and tricks here. Is it mainly set design? Obviously you're projecting on a larger environment. So maybe some tips on how I create my space and environment for the stage.
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say, one, not to overuse it. A lot of times, like at least for me, and this is just, you know, the way I do it, I really wanted to accentuate a moment, not just be like, look what we can do, with this projection.
Great, good, okay.
Always want it to be a reinforcement of what's being taught. And so if there's a moment within a service, whether it's during a message, during an illustration, during a song, or a dramatic element, whatever it is, find that key moment where you want to really bring the body in a little bit deeper. It's like kind of that next level of engagement,
right,
when the room becomes something else. Right. Like I've done before, one year I had a motion graphic of a tree that started growing behind the pastor on the stage on a screen, but then I had put fabric up in the ceiling, and then that projection kept growing. So as the tree grew, the branches kept growing over the body. So by the end of the service, they were literally sitting underneath this tree, and it was all about the tiniest seed and the faith that can grow from it. But it wasn't just look at this cool thing we can do, but it was like that message
really
was
made
being
the moment.
Yeah.
So talk about the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sit down and discuss that, obviously, with your pastor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is walk me out as far as how far out you have, what that whole creative process looks like?
Yeah. Well, one thing I know, I'm very blessed with the team that I serve on. Not all churches have a team that can kind of plan so far ahead, but we're usually about 6 months out, knowing the direction we're going. We teach expository, so we know we're in the Book of John right now. So if we're in the Book of John, you know where you're going. Yeah. So that helps a lot. And then for those key elements, each passage that we're going to be in, we talk about the know, feel, and desire and do. Like, what do we want people to know coming out of this? What do we want them to feel coming out of it? Desire. What choice do we want them to make? So by knowing that ahead of time, it really helps kind of that process go in the right direction. So we're not just, again, doing things because we can, or because we have the budget to do it, or because we have the room to do it. It's like, it's not just doing things because. Right. Always having intentionality in what we're doing based on what we want the body to know and do.
Yeah. What about budget? You know, obviously you can do more. Do you plan more for your Easter, Christmas situations, or what does budgeting look like? How do you convince your leadership?
Yeah. Budgeting, obviously, if there's, you know, some sort of like capital investment, that has to be thought of well in advance. Mm-hmm. But for things that I'm doing just on an annual and weekly basis, I do know those key points you hit. Obviously, Easter.
Yeah.
Going to spend a little bit more time. I've got to get more flowers Easter.
Yeah.
And then at Christmas, you know, for the past several years, we've done a kind of an original concert called Nowhere Town, and that involved building sets and things like that. So there are places like that. But beyond that, I mean, that's where I love, like, the workshop I just taught. You know, it was a lot about being budget friendly.
Yes.
And affordable. Creative at the same time. It's like, don't feel like you're limited because you don't have the giant LED wall, or because you don't have the, you know, $100,000 projector. There are things you can do outside of that.
Right. I think people can feel limited or debilitated in a way that, I don't have, I can't do the LED wall.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it'd be great. It'd be awesome. I could do all this stuff, but I don't have that kind of budget. But you can start somewhere.
Yeah. And you could probably afford a $200 piece of foam that you create into something else.
Right.
And that's what I love. And part of it, too, is it does push you creatively, because if you just have the LED wall or something like that, where you're just kind of filling it with content weekly, then, like, at least for me, that's not pushing me creatively. But if I have to think beyond that box of a wall, then it kind of expands.
Do you incorporate LED at all, or is it all set design?
No, not right now.
Wow. All right. What other things do you coach people in this area?
I would say, a big part of, I think I mentioned it earlier, was being a reinforcement to the message, always telling the greater story in their design, not just telling the immediate story. And so the greater story is the gospel. You know, it's creation, fall, redemption, recreation. It's it's that, not just thinking of what do I have to get done for this Sunday, but thinking beyond that and thinking beyond the immediate into the long lasting element, and incorporating that. Because so many times, you know, in church especially, we are going Sunday to Sunday, and that can get tiresome, which can deplete our creative process. And so if we keep that greater story in mind in our design process, you know, that brings energy, that brings life, and it's going to be felt to those we're ministering to.
Speaking of that, how has your pastor responded, your leadership, and how have your people responded to some of your set designs and creativity?
Well, that's one of the joys of what I do. I can forget what I did last year, but often I'll have people come up and mention things that were done years and years ago.
Yeah,
and
I remember when the tree came over us.
Yeah,
it was so cool.
Yeah, and the beauty of that is they're not just remembering the tree, but they remember what we were teaching in that moment. And again, that's kind of the key. I don't want them just to remember a beautiful design.
Right.
But why did we do that design? What was being taught in that moment?
Yeah, I bet that makes you the most proud to know, okay, the impact was not just the cool factor, but it was the message that got across. Great. So how can I, give me some practical next steps as we close. If I want to go out this week, what's something quick that I can do or a tip that I can take away that I can start implementing next week or maybe next month?
And get familiar with Home Depot.
Is Home Depot your go-to or
it
Lowe's?
It is. Actually, you know, I told
them. They know you by first
they
name?
They do. And they're like, what are you doing now when I go in there? And actually, you know,
fencing and styrofoam in the world. This guy.
That's a good one. I mean, honestly, I've built what looked like industrial pipes out of the concrete cardboard. So I don't even know what things are called in the main purpose. I know it's concrete and you pour concrete through the cardboard, but I bolted those together, painted them, put pipes coming out, and had a gigantic industrial set.
Yeah.
And it was all from things at Home Depot.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. And then always, I think looking at things beyond the trends in the church, look at local theaters. What are they doing on their staging? Because they're working with limited budgets and small spaces normally, which is a lot like churches. Mm-hmm. And so look at what they're doing. They have to get creative.
Can you pick the brain of those? Have you gone to lunch with the production guy at a theater, that sort of thing?
No, but I found them online.
So, of course.
And then, you know, a lot of them have, you know, like a library of pictures, videos, things they've done. I mean, our whole Christmas design a couple of years ago was from a theater up in Pennsylvania. That was amazing.
Yeah. And it was Sight and Sound, was it?
No, it was not that.
Awesome. Well, man, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate you sharing this
thanks
with
for
us.
Yeah.
It's like almost stranger and more beautiful than fiction.
There's so much drama in the script that you're like, this can't be real. On page one, I laughed out loud twice. And on page two, I had tears.
It is a heartfelt movie in such a different way than you've ever seen before.
At the heart of it, it was a story about healing, how helping other people is often how we heal ourselves.
That just brings a lot of hope and goodness to your heart.
I think Ordinary Angels is the perfect film to follow Jesus Revolution. Jesus Revolution is a film about spiritual awakening and revival. Ordinary Angels is about how can we become known as Christians by how we love people in our communities.
I actually got to be there when the helicopter took off and be a part of the shoveling of that parking lot. It's pretty amazing to see it now on a big screen.
What inspires me the most is how this community really rallied together. When a community puts their mind to it, anything can happen.
Sometimes the people that do the greatest work are the most unlikely heroes. Sharon, who Hillary portrays so well, was that unlikely hero.
I wish there were more movies like this. I completely believe that angels are amongst all of us.
The broken toys of the world have the power to change us, to heal us, to help us.
This is a story about ordinary people, broken, messy, struggling people helping each other.
It's just a feel-good movie based on a true story, so it should really touch home.
Sharon was a uniter. And on that day, she brought a community together, and it made a big difference.
This is the story of an ordinary woman who does an extraordinary thing to be able to impact and change people.
It's a nail biter, it's a race against time, but what I love about it is this church and this group of friends pulled their city together to save a life. Because we can all be an ordinary angel in our community.
You're not just worthy, Sharon. You're a miracle.
How did it become your responsibility to save her?
Because I'm here, because I can.
The show notes for this episode are available now at MakingSundayHappen.com.
Well, hey guys, that was a little behind-the-scenes look at the brand new movie Ordinary Angels. It's in theaters October 13th. Be sure to go see it. It would be a great movie to buy out the theater for your congregation or small groups to go see. A very emotional, very powerful movie, Ordinary Angels, again in theaters October 13th. Well, thanks so much for hanging out this week. You can watch any of our 420 episodes of this podcast at MakingSundayHappen.com. Be sure to check us out there to watch episodes and to subscribe to the show. Well, next week, I'm talking with my friend Paul Cox about how to design a stellar website, both extremely quick and extremely affordable. Paul Cox will be on next week. And go out there and create some incredible worship experiences at your church this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Making Sunday Happen is a production of the Ministry of 1230 Media. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your church, visit MakingSundayHappen.com.